This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, everybody? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire. Monday, May 3rd, NFL draft weekend is in the books. A fantastic draft weekend. I will say, though, my wife went out of town this weekend. My mom is in town pinch hitting to help me out. And yes, all the dads out there know you need help. It's difficult to go one on two defending the two kids. And right after the draft was completed, Saturday, midday, I basically shut it down for the weekend sports-wise. I didn't really look at NBA stuff. I did take a peek at the Lakers last night. Ugly, ugly stuff against the Raptors. Lakers, we'll get to them eventually. But the draft, I'm just so thankful for it, as I'm sure Rob is as well. It's going to give us content forever. But the best part about it is Aaron Rodgers not really, destroying the draft, because he didn't. He did, become the bigger story than the draft, as I'm sure everybody saw. J.C. Horn, the cornerback from South Carolina, his dad was very upset and strangely ran to ESPN. Why did Aaron Rodgers have to butcher the first round of the draft? My son didn't get any shine. I was just a little, that's a cringeworthy move from dad. As a dad of young kids who play sports, I know cringeworthy moves. And J.C. Horn, your father, the famous Joe Horn, who hid the cell phone in the end zone, the field goal post. Thank you very much. Joe Horn hid the cell phone in the field goal post and, then pulled it out. Great celebration back in the day, but bad job getting upset that Aaron Rodgers stole the draft drama. Let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers was all anybody's asking about this weekend. I had a couple guys out here, dads in L.A., asking me what the hell the 49ers were doing with Trey Lance. We've been over that. I was like, bro, do you listen to the podcast? Do you even Straight Fire? And he was like, I have, but I've been busy this week. This guy is a brain surgeon. I'm not even kidding. Saved two people's lives this week with emergency brain surgery. I was like, hey, it's all good. I get it. You didn't have time for the pod, But, as much as I want to make a case for the 49ers, and if you heard my radio show Saturday, I thought the 49ers have issues. I thought they made a mistake. I think Shanahan versus John Lynch and the scouts is a thing. The 49ers are putting a brave face on it. All the 49er media cheerleaders are putting a happy face on the situation. We'll see. But there's no way to characterize the Packers situation as anything other than a dumpster fire. Essentially, Aaron Rodgers is saying it's me or the GM. And that's according to Charles Robinson. If faithful, Straight Fire listeners know, Charles Robinson came on here a little over two weeks ago, and said, Aaron Rodgers hates the GM. There's a trust issue there. Jay Glazer went on Fox Sports Radio talking about essentially how Brian Gutekunst, I hope I said his name right, went rogue at the draft 2 years ago and just called an audible, didn't ask any of his scouts or his head coach, didn't run it by Aaron Rodgers, and just traded up for Jordan Love. It's like, what are you doing, dude? What's the game plan here? Traded up for Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers since then has been, bubbling up inside, about as angry as he was when he fell in the draft from potentially going 1 to, I think he fell to 20th. And he was not happy, and he's very clearly ticked off right now. So Charles Robinson told us that this was out there. Aaron Rodgers, of course, goes to the Kentucky Derby, doesn't do an interview with Mike Tirico. I joked that he looked like a sidewalk magician with his little, I think it was a bolero hat. Is that what it was, Rob? I don't know the terminology. I'm not a weirdo hat guy. I'm a baseball hat guy. So Aaron Rodgers goes to the Kentucky Derby, and meanwhile, he goes there, and the Packers franchise is just a flaming dumpster. He, according to Charles Robinson, he has said, it's me or the GM. And he has no faith in the GM. I don't know why anybody would. We can get to that shortly. But I'll just put this out there. And I tweeted this over the weekend. And of course, the football lifers got all upset at me, but that's what they do. When LeBron James says, man, this GM's got to go. He don't know what he's talking about. I can make better moves in the front office. Everybody, universally. All right, LeBron, good call. Yep, got to agree with LeBron there. No doubt about that. Without question. Yeah, we got to get rid of the GM. You got to make the star happy in the NBA. And that has largely been the case in the NFL, especially here in the last, I don't know what, 6 months? Remember, Deshaun Watson, extremely upset with what's going on in Houston, said he wants out. Now, that got put on pause because of his masseuse situation, if you will, which has been very quiet lately. I'm sure the league is happy about that around the draft. And, of course, Russell Wilson, who said, I'm unhappy with the direction of things. I'm more than willing to be traded. Here are the four teams I would be willing to go to. And he just put that out there. Of course, the Bears made a huge offer, and Seattle said no thank you. But it's pretty clear Seattle heard Russell Wilson's gripes. It's pretty clear Houston has heard Deshaun Watson's gripes. Daniel Jeremiah, by the way, during the third round of the NFL draft, when the Houston Texans reached for Davis Mills, which I thought was a stunner, just a horrible draft pick. The Texans had a bad draft, by the way. Daniel Jeremiah said on TV, hey, everybody in the league believes Deshaun Watson has played his last snap for the Texans. And that's independent of all his legal, well, I don't know if it's legal, it's not criminal, civil issues, civil lawsuit issues, that Watson will just be somewhere else. They have, by the way, the lowest win total projected along with the Lions for next season. So they'll be looking at a quarterback. They will move on from Deshaun Watson. But this will be the real test case if the NFL is anywhere near the player empowerment era that the NBA has. We know the NBA is run by the players. People push back. They say it's bad. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not. You know, I'll tell you this. The Golden State Warriors GM could not have put the full court press on Kevin Durant and made it happen. Could Steph Curry and Draymond Green have made it happen? Well, they sure did. And Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala, I think they called them the Hamptons Five, went traveling to secure Durant. Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL. Should it? Maybe. Will it? I think it's coming. I think this is where we're headed in the NFL. The player empowerment era is reaching its zenith here with Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers. Now, Mark Murphy is the guy who has to make the decision on what to do with Gutekunst. And again, I've probably said his name wrong three times. Rob will check me shortly. That being said, like, think about this, okay? The Packers go to the AFC title game. They lose to the Niners. There are some holes that need to be filled. And he trades up to draft a quarterback and then takes a running back in the second round. What are you doing? This is a guy who's not trying to help the future, or not trying to help the immediate future. He's looking to the distant. Oh, I'm trying to build the next generation. Like, dude, this generation is not even close to done. When you're seeing what Tom Brady's doing, how can you, in good conscience, punt on the immediate and say, we're going to look to the future? And then they go to the NFC title game again. Aaron Rodgers, MVP of the league. And a lot of people did not like the cornerback decision. I personally thought that was a good move in the first round. If you think back to Tom Brady in the NFC title game, he just lit up the kid King. It was a disaster. And, you know, they needed a cornerback. They absolutely needed a cornerback. And that was the move in the first round. I can't really take too much issue with that move. That being said, like, at what point do you, you know, say, hey, Aaron, you know, you've been a good soldier here for, I don't know, 15 years. Do you have any thoughts on anything, Aaron? I mean, listen, you know, second round, they go offensive lineman. Okay, they needed to replace their center. I get that. Third round, I really like Amari Rodgers. 5'11", tough guy. Really strong, thick wide receiver. He's tough. He's an addition, no doubt about it. But there was also a quote floating from, I believe, Adam Schefter that said they could pick all wide receivers in the draft and it would not matter to Aaron Rodgers. There's just a lack of belief in the GM. And I don't, it feels like irreparable damage that you can't go back and simply fix this. I'm trying to think of other NFL examples like this. I mean, there are several NBA ones where it's just broken and done. I NFL, it's a little tougher to come by. It's like, you know, we know it's kind of an old boys league. And you know how those deals work in the back rooms. Like, it's wealthy older guys who just aren't going to put up with it. But there is some new money coming into the league. We'll see what happens. But Rob, I say the Packers should just say, you know what? Aaron Rodgers wants out. Aaron Rodgers is telling us he's done. Let's maximize whatever we can get and get him out of the NFC and start over. Because this is toast. We already know that we want to move on, whether it's Jordan Love or someone else. I mean, I feel awful for Jordan Love. You never want to be the guy who follows the guy. It is almost impossible to meet those expectations. Yes, Steve Young was able to do it in San Fran. Andrew Luck did not quite get there. We know the early retirement with Peyton Manning. But, you know, look how Daniel Jones is faring compared to Eli Manning, who did win two rings with the Giants. Say what you will about Eli Manning. But bottom line is, it's tough to be the guy after the guy. Jordan Love is going to be very difficult to be successful there. Yeah, Rob, I think they just should trade him. Just trade Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, we said after the first round of the draft on Friday morning that they screwed up by not trading him on draft night, just because the writing seems to be on the wall. As soon as they made that Jordan Love selection and then decided, even after he had an MVP season and went back to the NFC title game, we are not going to extend you, that should tell you all you need to know about what their plans are for the future. Now, all of that, though, gets thrown out the window if the report is true from Charles Robinson that Aaron Rodgers has said the ultimatum is me or your GM. Because if that's the case, I think it's an easy decision. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers 8 days a week. I mean, you just look at the draft picks that Gutekunst has made since he's been there. I mean, I'm not going to count the 2018, the Jair Alexander selection, because he'd only been on the job for like 3 months.
Right.
Ted Thompson had to step down, abruptly due to health issues. So then you go to 2019. I think the only contributor that they got out of that group was Josh Jackson, the corner. And there's a reason why they went corner again this past draft, because their secondary is not quite up to snuff, especially considering you got Jair Alexander on the other side. And then the 2020 selections, I think, may rival my Raiders as some of the worst selections in recent NFL history. You have Jordan Love, who wasn't even the backup last season. A.J. Dillon, who is going to be the backup this upcoming season, but last year he was third string. And going forward, I don't know how much of a bell cow he's going to be, considering they just signed Aaron Jones to a big deal. And then you have a third string tight end picked in the third round. And then after that, it's just like backup offensive linemen who I don't even think see the field. I mean, there's three guys on here who say have zero games played to their credit. So if the decision comes down to just Rodgers or the GM, and you brought up, this is a horrible precedent to send if you're Green Bay, to do something like that, to kowtow to any football player, no matter who it is. But history tells us only one of these guys is really good at his job. So for you to decide to go with the general manager out of whatever loyalty, I don't know that you have to him. I know he was with the franchise before he became the GM. It just doesn't make sense to me. So
yeah,
Green Bay is in a very, very, very tough position right now.
Well, I do want to remind people out there who are like, you can't trade Aaron Rodgers, Jay. Come on, you can't do that. I just want to remind people. Joe Montana, who at the time was the greatest quarterback in NFL history, won 4 Super Bowls, did not end his career with the 49ers. Yes, he had an injury and Steve Young was waiting. I get that. Brett Favre, who I think almost without question is a top 10, top 12 quarterback all time when you count MVPs, Super Bowls, the numbers. Brett Favre did not end his career in Green Bay. Tom Brady. I mean, this is really the mic drop. I should have saved Tom Brady for the end, but like Tom Brady wins a million Super Bowls with the New England Patriots. They draft Jimmy Garoppolo, which really ticked him off. Brady ultimately won that tug of war because he went to the owner. He went right to the owner and was like, yo, you got to get Belichick to trade him. What did Belichick do? He had to trade Garoppolo. He's ticked about that. Ultimately, Brady still left, and then he won a Super Bowl with Tampa. He might win another one next year. And then, of course, who could forget Peyton Manning? Now, I know he had the neck injury, but nevertheless, Peyton Manning, Indy, I mean, greatest player in franchise history, didn't end up ending his career with the Colts. Won a Super Bowl, in fact, with Denver. So, as crazy as this sounds, Rodgers is 38 in December, guys. He's got, what, maybe 3 years left? Maybe four? I don't know. I mean, again, outside of Brady, not a lot of guys have been successful playing football at the age of 41, 42, 43. Like, it's just, that hasn't been done. I think you call up the Denver Broncos and say, yo, give me your next two number ones. Give me Bradley Chubb. And give me, you know, a number three or something. I know those number ones are not going to be great because Aaron Rodgers goes there. They're an 11-win team. But if you're the Packers and you're so confident in your GM drafting Jordan Love, well, what, you're not going up to draft a quarterback, right? You got Jordan Love. And if you could get Bradley Chubb, I mean, Rob, is asking for Bradley Chubb too much here?
No, I think if you're really going to try to trade him to Denver, I think you start off with 3 ones, Chubb and Jerry Jeudy. I think that's the opening.
3 ones, Chubb and Jerry Jeudy?
That's the opening request if you're trading Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm not
Aaron
doing
Rodgers.
That. I'm
if you're
not
trading
doing
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has almost gone on record saying, I might retire.
That's fine. I mean, that's one thing that I think I would side with a team on is if you signed a contract, you should fulfill that contract. You can be upset all you want and threaten this, and that. I totally understand that. But if you're going to retire, just go ahead and retire then.
What about Kyrie Irving pulling, hey, man, if you don't trade me out of Cleveland, I'm going to get surgery even though I may not need it, and I'm going to be out. Is that worse than I'd rather sit out?
Well, he actually did have some kind of medical thing where he could have a doctor sign off on it, so it's hard to really punish him for okay. that. But if
so Carson Palmer... I believe with
he
your
did
Raiders.
Retire. He did retire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back with Arizona, right?
No, he came back with, he retired from the Bengals and he was out of football. And the only reason the Raiders made a trade to get him is because I believe they were like 6-2 and their quarterback had just got hurt. And Hugh Jackson was running the show because Al Davis was just passed away. So he was de facto general manager. And he decided, just give me Carson Palmer. I think give multiple first round picks. And we'll be back in. I think they finished like 8-8 or 9-7, something like
and
that.
And Carson Palmer, but he wasn't 37 years
no,
old.
No, and his first game, I believe he threw 3 interceptions in one half because he had been out of football for like 2 years.
A Raiders
years.
Fan or fond memories yeah, of it was bad. Carson Palmer. So the Cardinals came after that, huh?
Yes, came after that.
Wow. Yeah, I there's no way I'm giving up Jeudy, Chubb, and 3 number ones. That's 5 number
yeah,
one
but
picks.
That roster... outside a quarterback is loaded.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's why I'm not giving it up. Yeah,
and
like,
if you see what Aaron Rodgers is doing in Green Bay with Davante Adams, who's awesome, Aaron Jones, who this is what I'll say, he runs very hard. I'm not going to put him up in the upper echelon of running backs. He just runs hard.
My favorite Aaron Jones stat is I think he had one touch in the second half of the NFC title game. He fumbled it, and then yes. they pulled him off the field because he had a fumble in the first half too. And they just benched his ass. And then they gave him like, $44 million in the offseason.
Right. And I'm not trying to slander Aaron Jones, but I mean, running backs are a little bit interchangeable. And there's a reason why they drafted a guy in the second round, because they think you can, replace him rather easily in their opinion. Yeah. But they have, Green Bay develops a good offensive line. They have a good offensive line. Bakhtiari is a stud at left tackle. Davante Adams is a fantastic wide receiver. Other than that, who scares you on that team? It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers and a bunch of guys.
Yeah. There's a chance they go from being a 11, 12, 13 win team to like with Jordan Love like 4 or 5.
Correct. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, if he couldn't even win the backup role last season, that tells you all you need to know about where Jordan Love is in his development.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Everybody loves to talk about Russell Wilson being the most valuable quarterback, and there's no doubt he is extremely valuable. But, when it comes down to it, Aaron Jones is probably the most valuable guy. I mean, you could argue Tom Brady, of course, because the Bucs can't get to the playoffs with Jameis Winston or anyone else, and then Brady gets there and they win the Super Bowl. So it's probably Brady, but Rodgers is certainly, no doubt about it. He's got to be up there. And maybe if you are Denver, listen, if you're John Elway, you were able to secure Peyton Manning. You got a Super Bowl. Would 5 first-round picks three plus, you know, Judy and Chubb. And by the way, Bradley Chubb before the injury, I mean, he's been excellent. I'm not saying he's a top 10 edge rusher yet, but he's very, very good. I'm just excited, Rob, thinking about your Raiders in that division with the Chiefs twice, Justin Herbert twice, and Aaron Rodgers twice. Because I did my 2022 mock draft for Fox Sports, posted Sunday. I put it on my IG stories if you guys missed it. Posted on my Facebook page for the 8 people who still look at Facebook. And I had the Raiders pick it in the top 5, Rob. And a lot of people were upset. They were very... Why do you do this, Jay? Every year, you have the Raiders in the top 10. Because I do this experiment every year. And I had them going with Spencer Rattler, the quarterback out of Oklahoma, a.k.a. Choklahoma. Rattler's very good. I don't know. The Raiders could be a 4 or 5 win team next year if Rodgers joins that division. That would be... I love to cape up for the NFC West. Arizona, Seattle, Rams, Niners. Stacked division. But I think I would probably have to lean the division with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And also Justin Herbert, who you guys know I love. That would just be brutal. Is there even a second team that gets in the discussion? I don't know if Rodgers has a no trade. Does he?
I'm not sure. I don't think that he does. I don't know if no trades are that common in the NFL. I will say this. You must not pay attention to ESPN because our friend Jeremy Fowler said on SportsCenter on Sunday morning, Aaron Rodgers, quote, reportedly intrigued by the Raiders. So there's your second team right there.
What? Come on.
Now, I will say this. If he were to go from Green Bay to Vegas, definitely a step down in talent on the roster. But I will also say this. The Raiders won 8 games with Derek Carr. I don't think Derek Carr is a bad quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers is a totally another level. They could win 10-11 games with Aaron Rodgers.
That's fair. I know Jeremy Fowler. We might be able to get him on the podcast. I'm not buying Aaron Rodgers going to Vegas. Dude's about to get married.
Why are you not buying that?
Dude's about to get married. He's going to go to Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He wants to be closer to the West Coast. That's been widely reported, not just by ESPN. Yeah, that's everywhere. He wants to go back west.
Let me ask you this about this entitlement. And, you know, we've been over this with like Kevin Durant and a lot of athletes. Fans think it's like wrong for athletes to want to like go somewhere else. And I struggle with this, Rob, because so many people are like, why can't they just stay where they're drafted? And I'm like, in no walk of life at all is that how life works. It's just in nowhere. You get your first job out of college, and this idea you have to stay there forever is comical. I mean, it does not exist. Why does it exist in sports? I mean, people are like upset when teams draft a player and the guy wants to leave. We're going to see this with Zion Williamson. I hope he's the test bunny for it. I really hope he bounces. No disrespect to New Orleans. Sorry, guys. You know, I know you lost Anthony Davis, blah, blah, blah. But let's be real. I want to see Zion in the playoffs. I want to see him on a winner. Like Aaron Rodgers has done his time in Green Bay. He's been a good soldier. He waited a long ass time. What, 2-3 years for Brett Favre? And then he wins you a ton of games, gets you in the mix. I think he's been to like 6 or 7 NFC title games. And you're still disrespecting him at 37? I feel like Rodgers, you know, some guys have a chip on their shoulder for no reason. I feel like Rodgers has a decent reason for having a chip on his shoulder. Like, in Cal, I think he completed like 20 passes in a row. I'll never forget watching that game at a friend's house. I was like, this guy's really good. And he still fell in the draft, and people took Alex Smith first overall. And then Rodgers has to sit behind Favre, and then he finally gets a job, and Favre's like, I want my job back. And then Rodgers is just crushing it, and his team often lets him down. And yeah, he hasn't delivered all the time, but who does? And now his team's drafting a quarterback when they go to the NFC title game in the first round and trading up. It's like everybody wants to compliment the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, they had a great draft. They kept everybody together. The GM in the front office deserves so much credit. Timeout. This is the same GM who a couple years ago in the draft traded up to draft a kicker. You guys remember that? A kicker. It was a total debacle. I think they cut the kicker like midway through the season. I mean, it was an embarrassment. That GM all of a sudden is getting a lot of credit because Tom Brady came to town and got like a super deal on the cheap and said, I'll take my money later. Let's retain everybody. And I want to stick it to Bill Belichick. And now the GM of Tampa Bay is getting all this credit. Aaron Rodgers has dominated the league for 10 years. He's been incredible. And the Packers are going to keep a GM over Aaron Rodgers? Rob, what am I missing? This seems like this so obvious.
I would agree with you. If it's that easy, I think it's a... Or if it's that cut and dry of a decision, I would definitely lean Aaron Rodgers. But going back to what you said initially about why people are so anti-empowerment and why they don't like when guys take their career into their own hands, I think it boils down to something really simple. Fans want players to care as much about their team as they do. They don't view it as this is a job to you. They view it as I love the Green Bay Packers. You should love the Green Bay Packers. You should do whatever you can to make sure Green Bay is back in the Super Bowl. I don't want to see you out at the movies on a Saturday.
It's so idiotic.
You better.
Hold on. Well, let's go to you for a sec, Rob. Why are you a Raiders fan?
Because I grew up a Raiders fan.
Is it because of the area or?
Yeah. Well, my dad ran the LA Coliseum when the Raiders played in LA. So even though he was a Rams fan because he worked basically for the Raiders and had a bunch of Raiders paraphernalia around the house because they'd give it to him for working there.
Right.
And so I became a Raiders fan. I grew up a Raiders fan.
Right. So let's just say they draft Spencer Rattler. He's got no connection at all to the Raiders except they decided with the first pick they want him. Like this idea that he's automatically going to love the franchise and the city, like that's not a given. There's no way. You have a visceral connection to the Raiders. I am a Jets fan because I was born in New York. And when it came, my family moved right outside D.C. Once I started liking football and sports, everybody liked Washington Redskins. Everybody. Like, you would go to cross the street, you know, the school crossing guard, and they would have, like, a Redskins hat on, and they would be, like, excited for the Redskins game that weekend. And there were, like, cards that they would give out at 7-Eleven, Redskins cards, the Hogs, Joe Jacoby, and whoever these guys were. And everybody only liked the Redskins and only talked about the Redskins. There was no internet back then, okay? There was no, cable TV existed, but barely in our area. And so it's not like you could watch any game you wanted all the time. So everybody liked the local team, the Redskins. And I was like, I'm not a crowd follower. Why do I like the Redskins? What's my connection? My family moved here. I was born in New York. I'm going to pick the Jets. I'm not going to pick the Giants. They had just won the Super Bowl, I think, maybe. And, you know, I just said I'm like the Jets. And, of course, they stunk. But I am committed to the Jets. I'm pot committed now. And my kids ask me the question all the time. Dad, why on earth do you like the Jets? They suck. They're never going to be good. And it also is painful when your kids start to say the word suck. Because it's just not a nice word. You know, I could say it. But I don't want like an 8 or 10-year-old saying suck. At any rate, this idea that like Aaron Rodgers has to love the Packers because he's lived in the city for the football season for the last 15 years. You guys know he's in L.A. and travels in the offseason, not sitting in Green Bay in Wisconsin. I got a buddy who belongs to a country club out here in L.A. And Aaron Rodgers went to be a member. This was when he was dating the actress from the Baywatch movie. I don't remember her name, but she is a ridiculous smoke show. Rob, you could maybe search it up. This blonde, you know, she was in the Baywatch movie. She's super hot. And he takes her to the club, the golf club, and they are like, you know, when you apply to be a member of this golf club, you have to play around in golf with people who are on the board. And my buddy, an older gentleman, played around with Aaron Rodgers and this actress. And he said, oh, Aaron Rodgers, nicest guy, so cool, so chill. And, you know, his girlfriend's a smoke show. And she was really good at golf. I guess she played in high school or college or something. And all he had was good things to say about Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, wait, why is Aaron Rodgers joining a golf club in, I don't know if it's a Beverly Hills golf club, but it's in that vicinity. He lives in Wisconsin. And my buddy was like, yeah, as soon as the season's over, he's out here in California. And he's not in Wisconsin. So, like, I get it. Aaron Rodgers was drafted by the Packers. But this idea that he's got to be head over heels in love with the Packers forever, like, it's a job. It's a job. That's all it is for Aaron Rodgers and a lot of these players. Why would you want to get too close when you know that the teams can screw you and shaft you in a heartbeat? And that happens all the time. Joe Montana was the 49ers. He got hurt. Steve Young was in the pipeline. Okay, Joe, thank you for your service. Like, no, fans have it way wrong. Okay? That's the way of life. I love Fox Sports. I love working for them. I love going on TV, radio, podcast, everything. I don't know if they're going to cut me tomorrow or next year or 5 years from now. I have no idea. I'm going to cape up for Fox when I'm there. I'm going to say great things. I'm not going to bash anybody I work with. I do like Fox. I like the executives. I like the bosses. I like producers, everybody. It's a great group. But, like, it's a job, you know? And, like, this idea that Aaron Rodgers has to love the Packers and he should never do something like me or the GM is insanity. So I am team Aaron Rodgers here, Rob. There's no way about it. I'm all in on Rodgers here, defending him. I'll be surprised if anybody takes the other side.
Yeah, I mean, and as soon as ESPN offers me more money to leave this podcast, I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to accept it, and then you'll just see me on another show. Green Bay, and I hate to pick on their fans specifically, but because every fan base is like this, but their fan base in particular, because that's all they have is the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have anything else where they can branch out. And
but they got the Bucs, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, Green Bay itself, like anybody who's, like Brady Papinga has been on this pod, he'll tell you there is nothing in Green Bay but the Packers.
Right.
Like, it's like a college town almost with how much they love the Packers.
Yeah.
And to their credit, you know, Green Bay has been a well-run organization for a long, long time. You know, even maybe little pockets here and there where they weren't, but for the most part, they are a stand-up organization. So they're not used to this kind of treatment that they're getting. You know, the me being a Laker fan, I'm not used to seeing guys want to force their way out because historically the Lakers always do things the right way. And I think this may be really jarring to them to see that, you know what, we screw this one up. We had a great all-time great quarterback, and not his fault at all. It's not like Brett Favre who kept retiring, where they kind of got tired of it too. Aaron Rodgers has gone to the last two NFC title games.
Yeah.
He just won an MVP. And
it's funny. Hold on. It's funny you mentioned the Lakers. I just thought about that. Do you remember Lonzo Ball?
I do.
He was introduced as, you know, this savior and the next great point guard, and Magic Johnson jokes saved some of my records. And within, I think, 2 years, he was gone. Like, that's sports, guys. Like, Lonzo Ball drafted, I think, second overall, right?
Yes.
And Brandon Ingram was up there, top five pick as well.
Number two
and,
like, as well.
Instantly, you think, like, okay, this is our few, like, gone. The team just traded him because they could do better. It's tough, man. Being a sports fan is brutal. I don't know. As a Jets fan, am I hopeful for Zach Wilson? Of course. Do I expect a kid from Utah who probably couldn't name seven Jets in the franchise history? Do I expect Zach Wilson to be all in on the Jets? Of course not. He's probably intimidated by New York. You know? I mean, Trey Lance, has he ever been to the West Coast in his life? I don't know. Maybe. Has he been to the Bay Area? I mean, Zach Wilson in the Big Apple seems intimidating. There's a chance it eats him up. I don't think he's going to be Darnold making out with chicks and getting mono or whatever the kissing disease is he got. I don't think he's going to be Mark Sanchez, who is, my gosh, Mark Sanchez did was basically roll around New York City like, hey, I'm Mark Sanchez, quarterback of the Jets. Let's hook up, you know?
You're like, that's a bad way to live. That's not a bad way to live.
Well, it's not a good way to be, you know, a franchise quarterback trying to build something. I mean, it's a great way to live if you're 20-something in New York City. But, you know, Zach Wilson, we're all in on him. As Jets fans. Yes, I could say we. Is he all in on the Jets? I don't know. They sure look like they're going to help him. And of course, I had to take this Jets, this podcast on a Jets tangent because the Jets had an outstanding draft. I don't know if you guys, if you do follow me on the gram, I saw this most athletic players, I guess, next-gen stats crunched, you know, 40 times, shuttle, all that fun stuff. And the Jets were one of the top five most athletic drafts in the league. Dolphins were number one. Mild surprise, but I'm sure it has to do with getting Jaylen Waddle. But anyways, just to wrap up on Aaron Rodgers, like, this seems so freaking easy, guys. Like, Aaron Rodgers should get his way. I completely understand. I don't understand how anybody could not understand this. So if you are thinking I'm crazy and Aaron Rodgers is crazy, please let me know. Email, Graham, social media. I'm out there. I would love to hear it. Rob, it's weird when we're in lockstep because then we can't argue about anything.
Yeah, yeah, it really is weird. And for all of you football fans who are on social media saying, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers is doing this, the way he's being a child who disagrees with the GM, let me just tell you quickly. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just won a Super Bowl, Tom Brady, Super Bowl MVP, I believe, right?
Indeed.
They drafted a quarterback, Kyle Trask, in the second round. You know what Bruce Arians said immediately after they drafted him? To Peter Schrager. Tom Brady's been kept in the loop on the drafting of a quarterback for weeks. He knew Trask was going to be the pick. And even after they made the pick, they connected with Tom Brady again to make sure that he knew exactly what was going on and to let him know that, hey, we got a young guy coming. You're still our guy, but this is the future. That is how you were supposed to operate in the NFL.
Yeah. By the way, you know who else knew that the Bucs were drafting Kyle Trask? Jason McIntyre. Indeed. I did. I went on the Herd April 16th, and I posted the video, and the Herd, you know, account pushed it out and everything. And, you know, I said Kyle Trask was going to go to the Bucs, that Bruce Arians really liked Kyle Trask, big arm, accurate quarterback. They needed a backup. Matter of fact, I said it would happen at the end of the second round. They didn't trade up for Trask. They got him. You know, listen, sometimes you hear some interesting stuff from agents, former players, people connected to front offices, and you get a little lucky. The funnier part, Rob G, you ready for this? So I have to do a year in advance mock draft that I mentioned at the outset. A year ago, I did the 2021 mock draft. Right after the 2020 draft, I nailed Justin Fields to the Bears and Micah Parsons to the Cowboys. A year in advance. Now, is there some luck involved? Of course. But I'm telling you, I'm sure, just so you guys don't scoff totally at the year in advance mock, Rob, the real reason I do it is because A, it starts me getting early prep for the 2021 college football season. And the second reason is it starts me early prep on holes in NFL teams. I can already tell you teams' needs going into the season, weaknesses and strengths, just by diving into the mock draft, looking at who's an upcoming free agent, who's filled what in free agency. Like, it helps me further understand teams in heading into the summer, which, I mean, again, from a gambling perspective, obviously this is massive for me. And I'll just say, like, I know people scoff and are like, oh, it's clickbait. It does click extremely well. But it also helps me understand what's coming up next in the NFL. And I'll tell you this, the Detroit Lions have one of the worst rosters in the league. I'm going to be very hard-pressed to ever bet on the Lions next year. And I'll be honest, Rob nailed it. Like, if the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how you can bet on this team. I've seen nothing from Jordan Love anywhere. Has he thrown a pass? There was no preseason last year. I'm just not familiar with his work. His Utah State stuff was eh. I think he led the country in interceptions. So good luck with that, Packers, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.